This is Dr. Kripalu, Dr. Chetna Kripalu. I'm going to talk about the first of the 14 elements or which we're kind of suggesting to evaluate how you're doing on a daily and a weekly basis. And it's the basically growth, essentially. So the first of this is nutrition. So how do we give or estimate a good number for that from 0 to 10, if 0 was the worst food, and then 10 is the best, 10 is the best for that day. So, of course, it is very individualized, but to give you a general framework, the first thing is intuitive eating. And what that actually means is not watching TV, not watching your Facebook, not being on any gadget, and really sit in front of the food and know what you're eating, use your senses to enjoy the food. The reason for this is then you're going to be in tune with your body to know how much you should eat. And so that's number one, that what's the quantity of food your body needs. That means when you're full, you stop. So the only way to know that is if you're one, with the eating process itself. Then the right food also comes with that, when you're really going inwards and saying, what does my body actually need at this time? So it may be different for different people. You might need a fruit for some people. You may need a little bit fat, a little bit of protein. But in general, sugars are not a good idea. It doesn't serve any purpose. Grains are another thing which doesn't serve any purpose. So ideally, the lowest the possible. That way, you have more room in your stomach to eat a ton of vegetables. Again, vegetables, vegetables, vegetables. Then some protein. People who eat meat can have some protein. Otherwise, there's tofu, sprouted tofu or non-GMO. Tofu is a good thing for vegetarians. Beans are good for vegetarians now. Granted, beans has carbohydrates too, but still, it's a better option than grains like pasta or wheat-based products or rice and things like that. Then, of course, good fats are avocados, nuts and seeds. People who eat fish, it's a good idea 2 or 3 times a week. Of course, the sources of fish are important. Then you have to drink enough water during the day so that you can differentiate between the real need for food and, if you're thirsty. So then again, if you're intuitive about, in tune with your body, then you know when to eat. You may not need 3 meals a day. So the next thing is, how many meals a day are you having? Is it just because you've been told 3 meals a day, or is it really hungry for 3 meals a day? And then in between the snack, are you eating the snacks because you're hungry again, or are you eating the snacks because you're bored, or some kind of craving, you're stressed out, that kind of thing. And what kind of snacks are you eating? Is it sugary foods like candy, chocolate, chips and whatnot, or healthy snacks like a fruit or some yogurt or some nuts and seeds, like I said before, and things like that. So, or something non-processed, essentially. So, one more thing which is very important is the timing of eating. And what I mean by timing of eating, the other meals, of course, it's individual, but preferably to eat dinner early and not to eat anything after dinner before going to bed. It's because you want to have digested all the food you're eating, and nothing is sitting in the stomach overnight. Because firstly, when it sits in the stomach, it becomes rancid. And the body is not able or using its resources and energy to eliminate stuff. And the second is, you reabsorb toxins, and then so you're not effectively detoxing. So that's number two. And then you don't feel good in the morning, if you're eating late at night, because your food is literally sitting in the stomach. You want to feel light in the morning. You want to feel energetic, up and ready to get out of the, jump out of bed. And so obviously you want to make sure you're eating at the right timing. I think that gives you an estimate about how to score your number for that day, or, in general for food.